I'm Marco Werman. You're listening to The World. A courageous, fearless journalist. That's how President Obama described James Foley today in a statement that also blasted Foley's murderers, the militants who call themselves the Islamic State. Foley was kidnapped by the group in 2012 in Syria, where he'd been covering the civil war. Yesterday, a video that appeared to show Foley's beheading was published online. Today, U.S. officials said the video was authentic. Foley's parents, John and Diane, had kept silent during most of their son's captivity. This afternoon, they spoke to reporters outside their home in New Hampshire. They said they always prayed for him.
I really think that's what gave Jim an unusual courage. Jim just could feel the prayers. He was strong, courageous, loving to the end. I mean, we just hardly recognize our little boy. I mean, he was just a hero.
And
you know
just, from the videos, his last words were, "I wish I had more time to see my family."
When he went missing in Syria, Foley was working for the Boston-based news organization Global Post. Charles Sennett was Foley's editor there. Charlie, first of all, our condolences to you as James's friend and also to James's family, whom you know quite well now. We just heard from their family speaking about faith and the strength they were able to conjure and James was able to conjure while in captivity. They sound like a really remarkable group. You've spoken with them recently, spent a lot of time with them. How are they dealing with the situation right now?
Marco, this family is extraordinary. The Foley family, who Global Post has gotten to know over these really hard 2 years, and who we got to know, remember, when Jim was captured in Libya and held for 44 days and then released. We've seen them in some really happy days when we got him home, and now, of course, with this devastating news. But one thing that shines through with this family that is really worth pondering for a moment is their strength, their incredible faith. Now, they have a very strong religious faith as a Catholic family. They live in New Hampshire. They're a really wonderful clan, very strong. But they have faith in their son, and they have faith in what he did as a journalist. And they understood that Jim Foley wanted to be out there on the front lines doing work that mattered and work that made a difference. And I think it's so powerful to hear them speak to how proud they are of what he did, his work, and trying to shed light on the Syrian people and trying to shed light on people who are living right in the middle of war. I think it's really an extraordinary thing to hear their tribute to our profession. This is what we do. But the way they articulate it is so powerful.
Charlie, what was it like for you working with James Foley?
So Jim's been with us for a long time. You know, Jim did work for us in Afghanistan. He had an amazing piece, I don't know if you remember it, of an ambush in Afghanistan where the bullet comes into the helmet of a soldier and he very respectfully doesn't shoot the soldier, but he keeps the video trained on the helmet.
I remember that.
Which has the bullet in it. And he's got the reveal in the video, which is both respectful, never, ever shoot a soldier who's been injured. He respectfully puts the camera on the helmet. And then you get the realization that the bullet is in the helmet. It didn't hit the soldier. And they're sort of stunned and amazed and, of course, quite happy that the guy's alive. He had an ability to be on the front line, to be in the right place in terrible, terrible situations. But he pushed it out to the edge every time. It was who he was. There were times when we had to really work with him to think about what he's doing in the field. And we actually had him write an essay for us about lessons learned from mistakes he's made. And when you go back and you look at that essay, it's a heartbreaker. It's a guy who understood the risks, who understood that he felt compelled to be out there, but who sort of admitted that he's got an addiction here. And I think we did our best to work with him, watch him mature. He was very experienced. This was not a kid. Jim was 40 years old. He really knew what he was doing. But he was determined to be in the places where you tell the story live, which in the case of a photographer or a videographer, which he is the front line right there.
Charlie Sennett, the co-founder of Global Post and head of the Ground Truth Project, thanks very much for speaking with us. We share your sadness on this tragic and frankly sickening occasion. Thank you.
Thank you, Marco.